Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries, Let's Talk About It. I am your host, Prophetess T.J. Scott. This live interactive broadcast is dedicated to people from all walks of life who are seeking wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and truth as taught in the Bible, the Word of God. It is my prayer that this broadcast will be a blessing to you and that you will invite others to join us as we feast together on the Word of God. To participate, please dial 323-693-3054 and press the number 1. I will be sure to get you in on the conversation. Now let's get ready for the Word of God.
Hit me! How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Just like me to unlock your
no God like our God.
There's no one like you who gave your life like you.
Who paid the price?
Who paid our price like you?
There's only one. If you know there's only one, make some noise.
There's no one like you.
About it. This is your host, Prophetess Teresa Scott. Hallelujah. And guess what? Today is Saturday, April 19th, 2014. Yes, we are 19 days into the fourth month of the year. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm happy about being here today. I thank God for allowing us and giving us another chance to be here on today. Hallelujah. Somebody didn't make it. Hallelujah. But we did, so we don't take it for granted that we are here today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'd like to say welcome and good evening to everybody. Good evening to my husband, Bishop Gerald Scott, on the line.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Oh, blessed, blessed by the best.
Amen, amen. I love me some of him, and I know he loves him some of me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Donna L. Shaw, God bless you, sweetie pie. And she's in the chat room saying, Bishop, she got it all in capital letters with exclamation points.
Lisa!
What'd you say?
Lisa!
Well, I don't know what you...
You hear me?
What did you say?
Lisa!
Lisa?
Who did you say was on the, in the chat room?
I said Donna L. Shaw.
Oh, my God. Apostle! I think you said Lisa. I heard the Shaw part. Apostle with an exclamation point.
Amen.
The boom last name was Shaw.
No, so what is he saying? But that's okay. Yes, Shaw, Donna L. Shaw, Apostle Elect. We thank God for her.
God bless her.
And we thank God for everybody on the line this evening. My sister who has been helping me with the studio and the chat room, she's been being my co-host, and I thank God for her so much. You guys that have Blog Talk Radio understand how much that helps when someone's there assisting you, and I had been begging God for someone to please help me, and my sister stepped in, and she's been doing a great job, Shirley, on the line. Thank you so much. I just wanted to say it publicly, thank you. I know I said it to you privately, but I just wanted to tell you thank you. So much for you helping me on today. And I even told her today that if she didn't want to do it for 3 days in a row that I broadcasted, she didn't have to. But she said, why wouldn't I do it? I love doing it. So I appreciate that so much. Hallelujah. Wanted to say good evening to Apostle Pinson on the line and to everyone on the line. I don't have you guys' phone number in front of me. I mean, your the names next to the phone number because I haven't memorized them yet. But some of them I know. But I just want to put a blanket statement out there and say welcome to everyone. Shirley, can you unmute the lines for me, put everybody's mic on? We have a new guest on the air tonight, area code 818. And we have a new guest here this evening. And wanted to see if we can give her a chance to say hello. I just wanted to welcome her to the broadcast. In fact, I believe this is one of the individuals that just friend requested me before we came on broadcast this evening. Good evening, area code 818.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking to? Someone's making a noise. I didn't hear. What did you say?
This is Whitney off of Facebook. I messaged you.
Hi, Whitney. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Pleased to meet you, and welcome to our broadcast.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
So let me ask you a question. Are you born again?
Yeah, I was born again when I was 13.
When you were 13, did you understand what that meant when you were 13?
Yeah, it means like your rebirth.
Okay.
And that you're forgiven for your sins and that Jesus is in your heart.
All right. So you
and
believe
he died for our sins.
He died for our sins. And then what after he died for our sins, what happened?
He risen from the dead.
Okay. All right, good, because I just want people to know that he's not dead. He did rise again. He did rise again, and that's why many people are going to church on tomorrow to celebrate what some call Easter and what some call Resurrection Sunday. So people will be celebrating the rising of Yahshua from the dead. He died. He was crucified for us. He was beaten. He was scorned. All of that for us. And then he went into the belly of the earth for 3 days and three nights. And then he rose again on the third day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to do this. Apostle Pinson, are you there? Hello.
Yes, ma'am. God bless. God bless you. I had my phone on mute.
God bless you. How are you?
Man, I'm too blessed to be stressed and too anointed to be disappointed. I'm just enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
How
well,
are you today?
Do us a favor.
Yes.
Tell us about your broadcast, and then those that want to come on this evening can come visit you over there at Word on the Water. It's time to pray.
Amen. Word on the Water is a faith-based ministry, and we come on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time following Prophet Teresa Scott. You can call into the broadcast at 347-539-5401. And tonight we have Minister Siobhan Stanton that will be bringing forth the Word of God, and we're going to just have a Holy Ghost good time tonight. It's going to be Love Fest Saturday, and I'm telling you, that's what it's all about, having a love fest for the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. And is my husband, Bishop?
Yes.
You had your phone on mute, too, I understand. You know, some of the people on the phone line pretty much know what your schedule is, but can you just give us your schedule and your phone number, or I'll give the phone number because you probably don't know it.
No, I don't. I forget it. Yes, my program comes on every Monday and every Tuesday night between 6 and 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. You can get me at, my wife's going to give you the number in a moment, but let me tell you a little bit about the programs. On Monday night, we have what I call Monday Topics, and those are the days that I take particular topics. I do invite people who have a topic they would like me to speak on, and give it to me about a week before so that I can go before the Holy Spirit and get guidance and direction, as well as read up on and study and meditate on the topic that is being asked for me to teach on. And then on Tuesday nights, I have what I call Series Tuesdays. And that is just, we have a few weeks of study on a particular topic. This week, this series now that we're on is dealing with the life and times of Yahshua, Jesus, and he referred to him as beginning at creation all the way through and including him becoming King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So in essence, when he created the earth all the way to the time he comes back and reigns forever on his divine throne. We're dealing with that now. These few weeks we've been dealing with the with his significant teachings, and we're going to continue in that vein on this next Tuesday evening. So we invite you to be a part of our program, and we thank you for being a part of my wife's program. Honey, would you give them the number of my program?
The number is 323-784-9639.
Thank you.
784-9639, area code 323. Amen. Y'all know I can't talk and type at the same time, and I'm trying to talk to somebody here. And okay, while I'm doing that, Donna Shaw, I know you're on the line, and I would like for you to pray for us this evening. And I'm trying to find out one thing before you start praying, because I might need you to pray for. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you, Bishop Holman, on the line. And we want to say welcome to Bishop Holman in the chat room. So, Donna Shaw, would you do me a favor, please? And while you're praying, would you please pray for Bishop Holman? He's about to have surgery on his hip. He's not on the phone, but he's getting ready to have surgery on his hip. And we want to pray for him that he, on Tuesday, thank you, he said this coming Tuesday. So would you please pray for him and the doctors and all those that will be working with the doctors and handling the equipment, and that, you know, and then you know what to pray. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and be in agreement with Donna Shaw as she prays.
Good evening, ma'am. Thank you for this honor. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this ministry. I thank you for your vessel that you are using. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to come before you, that knowing that you hear our prayers and you send the angels on assignment to accomplish all that you have purposed to be done. So, Father, I thank you for our brother, Bishop Holman. I thank you that you see the need, his hip. Father, I thank you that he has received the proper diagnosis. I thank you, Father, that the steps that are necessary to bring healing to his hip and any other place in his lower back, Lord, that his body is now will be realigned. Hallelujah. We thank you for the assistance of the doctors, whether male or female, does not matter. Father, I thank you that they are in your hands. Father, I thank you that you are directing them and where they need to cut, what they need to do, where they need to scrape. I thank you for the instruments that they will be using, that they are sterile as they ought to be. I thank you for the room. Father, I thank you that the Holy Spirit is encamping in that room. He is hovering over our bishop. And Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus Yeshua. I thank you that everything that needs to be done will be dealt with, will be accomplished and settled. Hallelujah. I thank you for his recovery time. I thank you, Father, that what he needs to do, he will follow the instructions. But, Father, I thank you that he knows that he is in your ever-loving hands. I thank you that he knows that your hands are capable to do just what needs to be done. I thank you that he knows that you have not forgotten his name. You have not forgotten his circumstance. You've not forgotten where he lives. And, Father, I thank you that you take him to the hospital, that everything that needs to be done, and you bring him back home and he rests comfortably. And Father, I thank you for his wife and his family who will be surrounding him and helping to take care of him as he recovers. Lord, I thank you that all that is needed, I thank you for his finances, that whatever is needed to take care of this surgery, take care of whatever bills that may come, Lord, I thank you that this account is settled right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for him whole, his wholeness from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. I thank you for his bank account. I thank you for everything that he needs. Lord, there is no lack in his life. Just as you are healing his body, so shall everything else concerning him be healed. And we give you all the praise for what's about to take place this evening on this broadcast, for the words that will go forth. Hallelujah. May it bless you and be a blessing to the people who listen, whether they're here live or come in later through the archives. Father, I just thank you that you have your way indeed. And we give you all the praise, glory, and honor in Jesus Yeshua's name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you so much for that prayer for Bishop Holman, who will be having surgery on Tuesday. And we also lift up his wife, hallelujah, that she will be strengthened and that God will just keep her and bless her, hallelujah, through this process in the name of Yahshua. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me say this. I would like to make this announcement, and I didn't know I was going to make this announcement, but I am going to. For those who are regular listeners, I'd like to let you know that from now on, when you hear me referring to Jesus, I will be referring to him as Yahshua, because that is the name his mother named him. The name Jesus is a transliterated word that was used. I don't know how it all came into fruition or whatever the case is, but you can turn it to my husband's broadcast for that if you'd like to know more information on that. However, you will hear me referring to Jesus as Yahshua. That's his name. And that's how I will refer to him. Sometimes you might hear me say Yahshua Jesus, because some people tune in and will not know what I'm talking about or who I'm talking about. But for the most part, I will be referring to our Savior as Yahshua. That's his name. So if you have any questions about that, feel free to ask me, ask my husband, ask Apostle Pinson, ask Apostle Donna Shaw, whoever that you want to ask, you can ask that question too. Amen. So just in case anybody was wondering about me saying the name Yahshua, I am referring to what most people or who most people call Jesus. Now that I have said that, does anyone have any questions about that? Who's on the line? Good evening to guest number 3124. Thank you for joining us this evening. Amen. So we don't have any questions about that. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just think it's very appropriate to be able to call him by his name, because my name is Teresa, and I would like for people to call me by my name. I only want people to call me Susan, because Susan is not my name. So I think we should give our Savior the same respect. That's his name. But if you know, have a problem with that at all, I would ask you to just pray about it and let the Holy Spirit reveal to you the same way he revealed it unto me. Amen. God bless you, everybody. And, again, welcome to everybody on the phone line. I'm just going to open the phone. Well, the phone lines are open. Does anyone have a question that they'd like to ask this evening? Everybody's quiet tonight, so.
Like that program style.
Okay, nobody has it. I've been wanting to do that for a minute. Play the crickets. Since nobody has anything to say. Okay, Whitney, do you have a question?
What kind of questions can we ask you?
Well, they have to be something that you want to know about spiritually.
Yeah, I just want to know, like, when you're in the Bible, like, can something get in between while the Holy Spirit's leading you?
What do you mean, can something get in between?
Like, can they, like, say things that's really not in the Bible while I'm reading the Bible?
Who is they? A real person or?
No, I'm talking about spirits.
Of course. There'll always be something to try to distract you from reading the Word. Or while you're reading a Word, some kind of distraction will come. Whether it be your own thoughts, whether it be something that, you know, was sent to you to try to distract you. But there a lot of times there will be distractions when you're reading the Word. But you just, you know, rebuke that spirit in the name of Yahshua and keep it moving.
So, because, yeah, that's what I've been really dealing with is that, because, You know, it's just like I get distracted while I'm reading the word, and it just like sometimes I'll just get this in my mind, like something speaking in the word. You know what I mean?
Well, sometimes it's your own mind when you get distracted. A lot of times, you know, I find it funny that a lot of people have that problem, that when it's time to read the Bible or when it's time to pray, there's some type of distraction. It's either in your own thought process. There could be the telephone will start ringing, it ring all day, the phone will ring. Or, you know, your mind will just start wandering when it's time to read the Bible. And it happens to a lot of people. And what we have to do is we have to take control over our mind and, you know, become, you know, conscientious of what we're doing and make sure, you know, okay, I'm getting ready to read the word. Father, I pray in the name of Yahshua that you will cover my mind as I begin to read your word. And I come against all distractions in the name of Yahshua, and begin to read your word. And the more you do that, you will see the distractions will go away. And every time they come, just do the same thing.
So we have to say Yahshua and not Jesus? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, just like I said a few minutes ago, I will be referring to Jesus as Yahshua. So, but okay. If you still call him Jesus, you call him Jesus. If that's what you want to do. But, you know, I made that announcement on purpose because some people, you know, they call him Jesus because that's what we've been taught for so long. But I'm saying that I'm referring to him as Yahshua because that's his name. So, you know, if you still feel that you need to call him Jesus, that's between you and him, not me. But when I speak, I will say Yahshua. That doesn't mean that you have to say it like that.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Anyone else have a question they'd like to ask? You guys are quiet. Bishop Scott, Donna L. Shaw, Apostle Pinson, did either of you have anything you'd like to say to Whitney, the question that she just asked? Honey, you are on mute, sweetie.
No, you know, that's my position, you know, that's what I teach, and I have, you know, biblical evidence as well as historical evidence as to what his real name was, and really, just to explain to Whitney just this, as we discover the truth, then we're responsible for either accepting it or rejecting it. I mean, we can reject truth just as much as we can accept it, but the truth of the matter is, there were no J's in any of the alphabets. Even now, there is no J in Hebrew. There is no J in Greek. And there is no J in either Aramaic or Latin.
And we're going to discuss this further. I don't mean to cut you off, Bishop, but I don't want to go too deep into that right now.
That's fine.
And that we're going to discuss that. And I know, you know, that on your broadcast, you teach that on your broadcast, and definitely Whitney can tune into your broadcast. We gave the phone number and the Monday and Tuesday that you're going to be on. And I would ask people to go over there and listen to that broadcast because there's a lot of explanation going on over there. But, you know, like he said, if you know better, you do better. If you learn something new, then, you know, just pray. I tell everybody to just pray. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you. The Holy Spirit will reveal. So, you know, that's that on that issue. So tonight we'll be talking about ready or not. Ready or not, he's coming. Ready or not, Yahshua's coming. Ready or not, Christ is coming. And unfortunately, my husband and I we were talking just a little bit before the broadcast, and we were saying, you know, wouldn't it be something if the rapture took place tomorrow on Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday? A lot of people would be in church then, and it would be something if the resurrection took place on yesterday. But guess what? You don't have to be at a specific place at a specific day or time. Because no one knows when the resurrection is going to happen. I mean, the return of Christ is going to happen. He already resurrected, so we're not waiting for that. But the return of Christ, we don't know when he's coming back. We don't know the day or the hour when he's coming back, but what we do need to know is that we need to be ready. That's what we need to know. We need to know that nothing unholy is going to heaven. When Christ comes back, nothing unholy is going back with him. I don't care what someone told you. I don't care what people are teaching contrary to that. Nothing unholy is going to heaven. It's just that simple. I see that, Shirley. Yes, I see that. But nothing unholy is going to heaven. So if we're not living holy lives after we've made the confession of salvation, if we're still not living holy and we're still living like we lived before we accepted Christ by faith, don't expect to go to heaven. People are erroneously taught that once you say you've given your life to Christ and you have accepted Yahshua or Jesus, you have accepted Yahshua into your heart by faith, that you're going to heaven just because you made that confession of faith. And that's not true. That's not true. There's a lot of people making confessions of faith. There's a lot of people that believe in that Yahshua came to this earth, and the devil believes that. He's not going to heaven. He's not going to heaven. So just saying that a person believes, our fruit will show whether or not we believe that Yahshua is our Savior. Our fruit will show whether or not we believe that Christ is our Savior. So what we have to do is examine ourselves. The more we study the Word of God, the more we look at what Yahshua taught in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the more we get into Romans and read Romans, and not just read it, but my husband likes to say to read it, study it, and meditate on it. So don't just read it and say, okay, I read the Bible today. I met my quota for today. You know, don't just meditate on the word, but study. Let line upon line, precept upon precept, and begin to really study the Word of God and see what God says, and begin to let the Word of God change you. Let the Word of God, because it's impossible to keep reading and studying and meditating on the Word of God and then not change you. You have to, if you really want it, it will change your life. It really will. And you will begin to look at things the way God looks at things. You will begin to look at sin the way God looks at sin. And you won't want to continue to partake in sin. You'll understand that you are no longer dead in the trespasses of your sin, because Yahshua took that. He took our sins for us. So sin is no longer our slave. Sin is no longer our master. But if we don't study the Word of God, if we don't meditate on the Word of God, you know, we won't get that revelation knowledge from him. We won't even... Hey, somebody need to Shirley, please put the phones on mute, all of the phones. We will have to, then we'll understand that, you know, sin doesn't have to be our master anymore. I can tell you this. I've read the Bible. I've read Revelation. I've read Romans. I've read the Gospels. Let me tell you something. There is nothing unholy going to heaven. And we have to be ready when he comes, because if we're still living in sin right now, after we've made the confession of faith and we're still living in sin right now, I'm telling you, when he comes back, when Yahshua comes back, and we're not ready, we're not going. We're not going. Let's read the story of the 10 virgins. We want to read the story of the 10 virgins, the 5 foolish virgins and the 5 wise virgins, okay? We want to go over there and read that story. And to answer your question in the chat room, Thezo Mail or whatever that name is, we're not taking any calls right now at this moment. If you have a question that you'd like to ask, you feel free to do so in the chat room. But at this moment, we're not taking any calls. There will be an appointed time where we do take calls later on, but at this moment, we're not taking any calls. Okay? If you have your Bibles, everyone, would you please turn to Matthew chapter 25? Matthew chapter 25. This is why it's important for us to read our Bibles, so we can get an understanding of what Yahshua really meant. A lot of people just take it for granted because I made the confession of faith that I'm going to heaven. What I'm going to do, though, Bishop, you're already on the phone because you're my husband. So what I want to do is I'm going to open up Apostle Pinson's phone line and Donna Shaw's phone line. And, honey, you're on the phone already. So what I'm going to ask you all to do is after I get finished reading the scripture, you guys can elaborate on it a little bit more, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Bishop, I heard you, but your phone's on mute, but I heard you. Okay, so I'm going to read Matthew 25. I'm going to start at verse 1, and I will ask you all who are listening to please listen to this. Listen to it with your spirit, okay? Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Now, I hope you guys heard this, because it says in verse 11, "Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not." I know you not. They were virgins. They were chilling with the other virgins. It was 10 of them. 5 had oil in their lamp, 5 didn't. The wise virgins, when the other virgins said, "Give us some of your oil," the wise virgin said, "No. Go and get your own." And when they went to go get their own, the bridegroom came. They weren't there. They were not prepared. And then when they came back, they tried to get in. And the Lord said, "I know you not. I know you not." Do we have any commentary from Bishop Scott, Apostle Pinson, Apostle Donna Shaw?
This is Apostle Pinson. I'll allow Bishop to go first.
Yes. Well, it's pretty clear what is being said here. The bridegroom is here symbolic of Christ himself, and it's really telling us that we need to get prepared, because we don't know when the bridegroom is coming. We don't know when Christ is coming back again. So we need to be prepared. We can't rely on other people to help us along in this in regards to them leading us to salvation. We have to be prepared when the bridegroom comes, because he's coming for each of us individually. He's not coming for us collectively, really. He's coming for us individually. Yes, we'll all be caught up together to meet him in the air, and those who have already died will rise and meet him there as well. But we're being judged. We're really being introduced to the bridegroom as individuals. So we need to be mindful of the fact that my candlestick, my wick, has to be filled with oil. My lantern, if you will, has to be filled with oil so that my light can continue to shine bright until the day that he does come. I can't run out. I can't be found coming up short. And whatever that may mean to whoever is listening, wherever you're coming up short, wherever your light is twinkling out and diminishing, you better make sure that you have enough oil to last. You don't know how long it's going to take. He may come tomorrow. He may come 10 years from now. He may come 100 years from now. Who is to say? No man knows the day nor the hour. But we need to be ready whenever he comes. Whenever he comes. And as I always say, and then I'm going to pass it on to the apostles, as I always say, and your time may not be the time. And what I mean by that is, whenever I close my eyes from this mundane shores, that is my time to either be with the Lord or not to be with the Lord. Because let me tell you, dear hearts, once this life is over, there is no other life to get me ready. If this life hasn't gotten me ready to be taken there to meet him in the air, no other life after this one will prepare me. Because it's the work that I do here that will count up there or over there when I stand before either the judgment seat or the great white throne.
Apostle Pinson?
Amen. Amen. And I concur with what Bishop just said. What this particular passage is really telling us is preparation, preparation, preparation. To prepare yourself, because nobody knows when it's going to take place. No man, not even the angels, know when this is going to take place. So what the word is telling us is, it's interesting that it uses virgins. And symbolically, the virgin is the one who is going to be the bride to the bridegroom, Jesus. Now, does that mean this is just for female? No, it does not. This means male and female, that we should live our life in an exemplary form that it is pleasing unto God. We cannot be out here living a life of folly. We can't be blaspheming. We can't take the Lord's name in vain. We have got to stand on what the Word teaches us, live that Word that way, and die to our flesh on a regular basis. Matter of fact, not just regularly, but daily. We've got to allow our flesh to die on a regular basis. What this is telling us, that when we do this, eyesight, we are those virgins. Now, some people are going to say, well, you know, how can I be a virgin and I've had four or five kids. Well, sweetheart, we're not talking about that type of a virgin. Though the word virgin means purity, what God is speaking here is purity of mind, body, and soul as well. And so when you're prepared and you're taking in the Word of God, that's the oil that he's talking about. That's the oil that you're going to need. You're going to need that oil to make it through, to endure. But for those of us, or excuse me, for those individuals that are not working in the will of God, are going to be like the foolish women or the foolish virgins without the oil. And they're going to go seek it at the very end. But guess what? It's too late. Get it now. Get it now. Get it now. Fill your container now. Your container being your heart. Your container being your mind, body, and soul. Fill it with the will of the Most High God. Amen?
Amen. Apostle Donna?
Hello. I agree with both of my brothers who shared thus far. And how I look at this, being a woman and a wife, you know, back in that day, they signed contracts. And so when the man was being engaged to his girlfriend, let's say it that way, that's the word we use in this day. When they're engaged, really when they're signing that piece of paper, they're saying, I'm going to keep myself for you until the time that we come together. And so the man, the bridegroom, will go off. He will go and prepare a house. He'll get a house together so that when they do come together, there's a place for her to be. That's what the Lord said. I'm going away to prepare a place for you. I'll come back and get you. And so that's really kind of this picture that he's showing here with the virgins. Some of the virgins took him at his word, and they kept their lamps trimmed. They did what they, when they started to go down, they had enough oil. They got enough oil to replenish so that their light was always ready. So when that cry came that the bridegroom is coming, they would be ready. And so the virgins who did not have enough oil, they really didn't take this engagement, this contract, seriously, or they would have prepared. I like that word. I think it was Apostle Pinson that just said that, prepared. They prepared. They were not prepared, but the five wise virgins were prepared. They kept, and what the girl's job was to do was to keep herself just for the bridegroom. He's going to prepare me a house. I'm going to keep myself. I'm going to, if he knew that I was pure when we got together, when we really come together, he's going to know I was with no other man. I'm not going to even be seen in public with another man unless I'm accompanied by chaperones or someone that can attest that I am still keeping myself for this man who's preparing a house for me. So this is just a story, again, like Apostle said. This is preparation, but it's also a true test of those who took this this coming together seriously. Because when he says down in verse 12, I do not know you, for the ones who had to run and buy oil and then come back, he says, I do not know you, because he knows that if they were really waiting for him to come, they wouldn't have had to run and buy more oil. They would have had their stuff together waiting for him. And they would have been ready when the cry came. They wouldn't have had to run to the store and get some more. They would have been on the scene waiting. When they heard the cry, they would have been ready to run into his presence, meet him, and go into that marriage supper.
Amen. Thank you all for helping us with this parable, the 10 virgins. And what I like about this parable is that if you really just sit down and think about it, you will see, you know, that you have to be prepared. You can't wait until Yahshua comes and then try to get ready, because then it's too late. He's given us time. He's given us so much time right now to get ready so that when he comes, we will be ready. I did a broadcast not too long ago called Get Ready, Be Ready, and Stay Ready. And that's what we have to do. We have to be prepared. We have to get ready, stay ready, and just continually be ready, because when Yahshua comes back, he's going to be here. What can you do when he gets here? He's given us the chance right now. And I would say to you that, you know, I don't know how old everybody is on the phone line, and it doesn't really matter, but don't say, I'll do it later, because tomorrow's not promised. Don't say, well, you know, God knows my heart, so I'll just go ahead and do it later. Don't play that game. Don't play that game. Because we don't know when the Son of Man is coming. And we don't even know when we're going to close our eyes and take our last breath. But we want to make sure that we're ready. We want to make sure that when Yahshua comes, and when he comes through that sky, when that trump sounds, when that trumpet sounds, we want to be ready. We want to be ready. I know that, I believe it was last year, honey, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was last year that a certain person kept saying that Yahshua was coming back, and he kept giving dates. And he kept saying that he was coming back. And he said this false prophecy 3 times that I know of. And each time he gave the false prophecy, people were, you know, selling their belongings. They were crying out to God, you know, quote-unquote repenting and, you know, trying to be sincere and this, that, and the third, whatever was going on. And each time Yahshua didn't come back, the people, some of the people, I don't know about all the people because I don't know, but I know some of the people reverted back to their old ways because Yahshua didn't come. But what astounds me is that a bunch of people who have called themselves Christians were running around talking about Yahshua's coming tomorrow, he's coming tomorrow, he's coming tomorrow, you know, and we got to be ready. But if we read the Bible and study the Bible for ourselves, we will see that no man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. But the point that I'm making is that folk, when he didn't show up, they reverted, some of the people reverted back to their old ways. And then when the proclamation was made again that Yahshua was coming, the same thing happened. And then he didn't come, and then people reverted back to their ways again. But he's given us time. He's given us time now to prepare because we don't know when he's coming. Just like we don't know when the thief is coming. The thief is not going to say, Donna, I'm coming to your house tonight. I'll be there like at 8:45, so I'm going to break in. I'm going to take your stuff. What? The thief is not going to tell you when he's coming. He's just going to show up. And either you're going to have an alarm on your house, you're going to have a baseball bat, you're going to have a gun, if that's legal in your state to have a gun. If you have a permit, you're going to have a gun. But, you know, you're going to have bars on your windows, locks on your doors. You're going to be prepared. You're going to be prepared. And we don't know if a thief is going to break in, so we're prepared anyway. But just as a thief cometh in the night, that's how Yahshua is coming. He's not going to say, you know, I'll be there in 5 minutes. No, he's coming at a moment when we think not. So why not prepare now? Why not get ready now? Why not live for Christ now for real? I'm not talking about surface stuff. I'm not talking about, you know, the appearance of salvation. I'm not talking about the appearance. I'm not talking about just going to church. I'm not talking about just saying religious slogans. I'm not just talking about putting, you know, religious pictures and stuff and all of that stuff on Facebook. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your heart. Is your heart prepared for the coming of Yahshua? Are you living right? A lot of people say, I've given my life to Christ. I've given my heart. He lives in my heart. And still living like they've never been reborn. Still living like they've never given their life to Christ. Still living foul. Still living dirty. Still living shiesty. Like they've never been born again. And people say, well, you know, we're going to, God's going to accept us anyway because we said we believe in our heart and we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. Or Yahshua is Lord, so he's going to accept us anyway because he's already forgiven our sins. But guess what? If we're still living in sin, we've rejected Christ. Uh-oh. Did she just say that? Yes, I did. If we're still living in sin, I mean a lifestyle of sin, we've rejected Christ. And I hope somebody hears that. How can we say that we have accepted him and still live in sin? Still continue to fornicate. You still continue to lie. You still continue to steal. You still continue to do those things that are not pleasing to God. But yet, you say he's in my heart. Get ready. Get prepared. Stay prepared because the Son of Man is coming at an hour that we know not. At an hour that we know not. We have to, you know, I'm going to use Bishop Holman as an example right now. He's going to the doctor, to the hospital on Tuesday. And when you go to the hospital to have major surgery, okay, if you go to the hospital have any type of procedure, they give you information. And they tell you to follow this information. They give you instructions. And they tell you to follow these instructions. And if you don't follow these instructions, you cannot have the surgery. Because if you don't follow the instructions, something could go terribly wrong during the surgery. They tell you don't eat. for so many hours. They tell you to take a laxative so you can clean out your insides, okay? They tell you not to take certain of your medications that you've been taking. They tell you, you know, don't drink, you know, after a certain hour. You know, there's a list of things that they tell you to do, a list of instructions that they give you. And you have to follow those instructions, okay, to eliminate there being any mistakes, to eliminate, you know, the possibility of anything going wrong. So you have to follow those instructions or else they will reschedule the surgery. And for when you feel like you want to follow the instructions, they'll reschedule it. But the point that I'm making with that is that when they give you instructions, they expect you to follow them. And that's the same thing with Yahshua. When he gives us instructions, he expects us to follow them. And if we don't follow them, then he's not going to accept you when you come in. When he comes, he's not going to accept you if you don't follow the instructions. Just like with the doctor, he's not going to accept you if you haven't followed the instructions. He'll say, I'm sorry, but you didn't follow the instructions, so we can't do the procedure. And Yahshua, when he comes back, I'm sorry, you didn't follow the instructions. I don't know you. I can't let you in. I don't know you. And people will say to me, you know, Providence, you always preaching the bad stuff. You're always talking about hell. You're talking about this, that. You're supposed to preach the good news. I am giving you the good news. The good news is that you have time to get yourself together now. That's great news right there. The good news is that we have been given instructions. People have taken the B-I-B-L-E and used it as an acronym for basic instructions before leaving Earth. We have been given instructions. Yahshua did not give us something that's impossible to attain. He has given us something that we can do, and he has given us his Holy Spirit to help us to walk this walk. But see, we don't really understand what it means. A lot of people don't really understand the significance of Yahshua's death, burial, and resurrection. We're still walking around, some of us, as if we are still dead in the trespasses of our sins. We're still walking around as we have not been redeemed. We're still walking around as if we're still unregenerated. We're still walking around as we have, as if we have not received righteousness. We're still walking around like that. But when we accept Christ, we have to know that we are no longer dead in sin, but we are now dead to sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus, through Christ Yahshua. We can't do it on our own. We can't do it on our own. It has to be through Christ. We have to make sure that it's through him. Our righteousness is a filthy rag. Our righteousness is nothing. The Bible tells us if our righteousness doesn't exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees, and the scribes and the Pharisees were pious people, they were known to be standing around on the corner and praying and using big words and thinking because they were praying and repeating the same stuff over and over that they were cool with God, but they weren't. They were religious. That's all they were. They were just religious. But the Holy Spirit is talking to us, and he wants us to make sure that we are not religious and walking around with religious spirits, but that we are truly born again. Hallelujah. That we are truly born again.
Amen.
You can go to church Sunday after Sunday, Saturday after Saturday, whatever day of the week you choose to go worship the Lord. You can go to church any time and be religious. You can carry around a Bible. You can wear a cross. You can say things that sound good and this, that, and the other. But if our hearts aren't right, we're not going when Yahshua comes back. No, 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 no. No. He's not accepting anything in. He's not just accepting, oh, yeah, well, I know, you live for the devil. You continuously live and live like you were never born again. Come on in. Enter in. No. What was the point of his death, burial, and resurrection if anybody can just go into heaven and it'd be cool? And my prayer is that If there's anybody on the line tonight, maybe somebody's on the line that have given their life to Christ, but maybe you've backslidden. Maybe you're in a backslidden state and you're not really living for him right now. You have the opportunity right now to repent. You have the opportunity right now to repent. Right now, you don't have to wait until tomorrow because tomorrow is not really promised to any of us. So you don't have to wait until tomorrow, which is, for some say Resurrection Sunday and some say Easter. You don't have to wait for that. You can do it right now. You know why? Because God is spirit. He is spirit. He's with you right now. He's everywhere. You don't have to wait till you go to an edifice. You don't have to wait till you go to a particular building. You don't have to wait till a particular preacher to come on TV. You don't have to wait for a particular person to come on Blog Talk Radio or YouTube or whatever the case is. You don't have to wait for that. You can do it right now. And if I were you, I wouldn't waste this opportunity to repent and give my life back to Christ. I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't wait. I would do it right now while you have the chance. While you have the chance, I tell you what, if that airplane that disappeared, if that airplane really crashed in that ocean, those people, they had no chance for life after that. I don't know if people on that plane were saved, were born again. I don't know if they were not. But just as instantly as that airplane disappeared is how instant our Savior Yeshua is coming back. That plane was gone by. We don't know where that plane is. We don't know where that plane is. And just recently, a ship capsized. People lost their lives when that ship capsized. They didn't know when they got on that ship that they were going to die. They didn't know they were going to be dead. But they died. They lost their lives. And some of them may have lost their lives before they repented. Some of them may have lost their lives before they gave their lives to Christ at all. But God is sending out the warning. I know on Apostle Pence's broadcast that he plays the shofar. He plays the sound of the shofar. The warning has been given. The warning is in the word of God. And all we have to do is obey it. Don't reason with the word of God with your mind. The preaching of the gospel is foolishness to them that perish. Our minds don't want to hear that. Not our natural man. We got to check this thing out by the spirit, not by our flesh, because our flesh is enmity against God. Our flesh is enmity against God. Our flesh doesn't want to do the right thing. That's why we got to be born again, because we were born the first time, we weren't born right. Now we got to be born again. We were separated from God because we were born in sin. We were dead in the trespasses of our sin. We were dead. But praise God, when we accept Christ, when we accept Yeshua, we're born again. Hallelujah. But there's some things we got to do. We got to get to know God. We got to get to know him by the Spirit. Not by our mind, not by our will, not by our emotions. We got to get to know him by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to know him by the Spirit. And right now, I just beg you, if you have not given your life to Christ, would you do it? Paul said, I beseech you. I beseech you. I'm coming to you as hard as I know how, as adamantly as I know how, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Not acceptable unto man, but holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And he said, be not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And many people are doing the opposite of what the word says. He says, be not conformed to this world, but many are conforming to the ways of the world to try to get people to come into their church, their buildings. Many are conforming to the ways of the world instead of being transformed by the renewing of their mind. Oh, yeah, because it's easier, you know, to be on to follow the broad way. Many there be that find that path, that go down the broad way, you know. Yeah, my homie's on that path. I'm going to chill on that path because my homie's there. So you willing to follow your homie to hell? But the narrow path, few there be that find it, few. Straight is the path and narrow is the way that leads to righteousness, to salvation, to everlasting life. That path is narrow. You're not going to find a lot of people on that path, but God is still giving us time. He's still giving us time. And it's up to us to make the choice. God's not going to force us. He's not going to force us to follow him. He's not going to force us to obey him. He's not going to force us to love him. He's not going to force us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. He's not going to force us to be prepared. He's not going to force us. We must do it because we love him. He loved us so much. Folks going around talking about some Easter eggs and some Easter bunny and buying new clothes and, you know, getting everything done. My sister and I, we went out today. And every place we looked in, every nail salon we looked in, the places were full. People were getting prepared for Easter Sunday, but people are not preparing their hearts for the return of our Savior. And I don't understand it, but that's what's happening. All these places were full. People were getting the outside prepared. They were getting their bodies prepared for a ceremony for tomorrow. And then, you know, they're not preparing their hearts. They're not preparing their hearts, their outward appearance. They're getting all of that prepared, hair done, nails done, buying new clothes. Woodland Avenue was crowded with people just out there. The trolley was crowded with people getting prepared for a tradition that man made up. Christ never told us to go get our hair done, our nails done, buy new clothes and all of this stuff for Easter and hunt for Easter eggs. And well, he never said that. That's not what it's about. But if people would take the time to prepare their hearts, oh, God, help me, Lord. If people would take the time to prepare their hearts for the return of Yahshua, oh boy, what a different world this would be. What a different world this would be. Oh, my Lord. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to say. My heart is grieving when I saw all those people today. It was really overwhelming. And I'm going to tell you the truth. We stopped in the store, and I went to get my nails done. Not because I was going to church tomorrow, but I just wanted to get my nails done because they're raggedy. They're tore up right now. And we sat in the store, and I was like, you know what, I can't do this. I can't do this. I got to go. I can't sit here. I just can't. My feet was hurting. I was in so much pain today. And I was like, I got to go. I just can't do this. I can't. And I was just looking at the people. And I'm looking how, you know, people will go all out So somebody could say, you know, girl, you look good. You know, you look good. Man, you look good in that suit. You look real good. But what does that matter if the Son of Man appears and you're not ready to go back with him? Folks go to college and they prepare for exams and they prepare, you know, to get ready to graduate, you know, to go to school for 4 years, some longer than that. And they prepare to get these degrees so they can go out into the world and be successful out there in the world. But how much preparation is being made for the kingdom of heaven? How much preparation is made with yourself to be ready to go back when the Son of Man, when he appears? How much preparation is made? People go out and, you know, prepare for their driver's license. They go and they have people teach them how to drive, and they get ready for this and they get ready for that. But forget about their soul. Forget about preparing for the return of our Savior. We got it twisted. You got it twisted. Christmas time comes. People run into the store buying gifts, buying stuff. The consumers, the retailers, they're so happy. They're happy to see Christmas come. They're happy to see Easter come. They're happy to see Thanksgiving come. They're happy because they know we're going to run to the store and give them our money. Some people mortgage their houses. Some people don't pay their bills. They do all of this for these holidays. But when it comes to preparing your soul for the return of our Savior, you won't do it. Won't do it. Y'all know rabbits don't lay eggs. You know that. But because they put it on a commercial, you hear it over and over again, you think that's a thing to do, you go right on down to buy eggs or go egg, buy eggs and color them and paint them and all this stuff, hide them so the kids can find them. How many of y'all telling y'all kids about the resurrection of Christ? Because I can guarantee this, the Easter egg cannot get you into heaven and it can't keep you out of hell. I can guarantee you that. Call an Easter bunny when you're sick and see if he comes. Call an Easter bunny when it's time for our Savior, Yahshua, to come back to see if he can get you into heaven. Yeah, call an Easter bunny. Go on, call him. Go right ahead. See what he does. Go to Payless. Go to Macy's. Go to all these stores that are offering you discounts on clothes. And you go to church tomorrow and show off and see if any of those that own these stores can help you get into heaven or keep you out of hell. Go on and try it. I want to know. I already know. And the one that gave his life for us, we reject him. The one that shed his blood for us, Yahshua, we reject him on account of some man-made tradition. But yet when Yahshua come, we want to be jumping up. You know, oh, I want to go with you, Yahshua, I want to go with you. I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. I don't even know you. Yeah, I saw your post on Facebook. Yeah, I saw all of that. Mm-hmm. Yup. I heard when you talked to people, you said, praise the Lord. But I saw what you did, and I know your heart. I don't know you. Now, run tell that to the Easter Bunny. Run tell that to Santa Claus. Go on. Go tell him. Give him my phone number. To the broadcast, area code 323-693-3054. I broadcast on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus want to come to my program, give them the number. I'll tell them the same thing. This is serious. My tears that I shed are tears that I shed because I grieve in my spirit that people will accept the Easter Bunny and won't accept the finished work of Yahshua. People will accept a man in a red suit with 8 reindeer riding around the country all night long and will teach your children the same thing, but you won't accept Yahshua who gave his life. I don't care how many gifts you buy. I don't care, because guess what? The gift, Yahshua HaMashiach, the gift is what we should be concerned about, because guess what? All the stuff that we purchased, yeah, I was looking at furniture today because I want a new living room set in my living room. I sure do. But guess what? That stuff is going to perish. All the stuff that we have is going to perish. But we're going to either have eternal life with our Savior and with our Heavenly Father, or we're going to have eternal damnation in the lake of fire. And some people say hell ain't real, but I'll tell you this. The Bible says it's real. Yahshua talks about it and says it's real. I'd rather believe the Bible than believe those that say it's not. Bishop, Apostle Pinson, Apostle Donna Shaw, your mics are still open. Do you have anything to say to add to this right now?
I think you said it all.
Amen. Apostle, my heart, I grieve when I saw the scene that I saw today. I didn't even say anything to my sister, but the scene that I saw today and the thing that I see in the spirit realm is so horrible. It's horrible what I see. But all we can do is give the word. All we can do is be diligent in giving the word. Those that receive it will, and those that don't, I'm sorry. Bishop Scott.
Yes, it was a powerful word and truly an end times word. We are living in the last days. We need to get ourselves right. We need to see whether our lanterns are full, whether we really are prepared when he comes back. And sometimes we look at that happening at rapture, but it could happen any time. It really could. I'll be honest with you. Most of us, it'll happen before rapture, because most of us will be dead before then. So at the point of our dying, that's the point of our rapture, really, because there's nothing else we can do after that that will either save us or condemn us. So after we close our eyes, after that, you know, we're born in a certain year, there's a dash. That's what we're living on right now, the dash. I was born in 1951. There's a dash that's behind that number. And I don't know what the end numbers will be. I don't know. I know it'll be 2,000 and something, but what it will be, I don't know. But once someone places that number at the end of the dash, that's my rapture. That's when it all ends for me and my judgment begins. And whatever comes after your dash, whether it's 2,025, 54, whatever the case may be, 67, 89, it doesn't matter. As soon as that number is placed there, and that happened before the funeral, as soon as that number is placed in the heavenlies behind that dash, that's the moment that you're judged. That's the moment that your destiny has already been paved for you, whatever that destiny will be. Let me tell you this. Everyone lives forever. So it's not a question of whether you're going to live forever or not. The question lies is, where will you spend your eternity, not whether you will live eternally. So as we contemplate all of these predictions, like my friend who's now dead himself, and maybe he was doing that, maybe he was predicting his own death, because he is now in the judgment place. And God is now looking at him and now evaluating him alone. Because the world's still turning around. The society is still here. Everything's still intact. He's gone. And at that moment that he left, that's the moment that the die was already cast into his future. And so it behooves us. We worry about what day the collective rapture is going to be, what hour the collective rapture is going to be. Just be mindful of this. When you close your eyes, whether it's at rapture or 100 years before rapture, that's the day that you've been raptured, in a sense. And that's the day that judgment will be put upon you, and your destiny will already be paved for you. So live right now. Work while it's still day. Christ said that individually. Work while it's still day, for the night will come individually. When no man can work. He said, no man. He didn't say no men. He said, no man. So that's individual. There's going to come a life in Gerald Scott's. There's going to come a time in Gerald Scott's life that I can do no more work. There's going to come a time in Donna Shaw's life that she'll no longer do any work. There will come a time in Gregory Pinson's life that he won't be able to do any more work individually. Teresa Scott, there'll be a time that she can do no more work. Whitney, will come a time that she will not be able to do any more work. There will come a time individually when the life that we live will speak for us one way or the other. Thank you.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Amen. Yes, amen. Amen. Apostle Donna Shaw, did you have anything you wanted to say?
No, ma'am. You have, all of you have covered it so well, and really, it comes down to this: do you believe it, or don't you? And if you say you do, then it's time to start living like you do.
Amen. And please, whatever you do, please don't take my word for it.
Amen.
Please don't say what she said. Go to your Bible and read your Bible. Go to your Bible and study your Bible for yourself. Please don't hinge on what I say. I want you to believe what I say, but I want you to believe the Word of God. I want you to go back and study that Word of God. If you don't know how to study the Word of God, ask the Holy Spirit. If you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Ask Him to teach you. Ask Him to instruct you in the Word, and He will. If you don't understand, get on the computer. I'm telling you, the Internet can be a good tool for us, if we utilize it in the right way. Get on the Internet. Look up the 10 virgins. Look up what it means. Look up. Get an understanding. Look up what salvation means. Look up what Yeshua did on the cross. Look what it meant. Look what His death, burial, and resurrection meant for us. Look up what it means that once we're born again, we are no longer dead in the trespasses of our sin, but we are dead to sin. So that when sin comes crouching at our door, we don't have to obey sin anymore. We don't have to obey sin anymore. But we have to understand why Christ went to the cross. God said He loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him will not perish but have everlasting life. It's not His will that we perish. It's not God's will that we perish. It's not His will that we perish. But He said that whosoever believeth on Him would not perish but have everlasting life. He said God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him, through His Son, through Yahshua HaMashiach, you call Him Jesus, I call Him Yahshua, hallelujah. But that the world through Him might be saved. Through Him. The world through Him might be saved. But everybody's not going to believe. But before I ask my co-host to open up the phone line, I'm going to ask that if there's anyone on the line right now, I'm going to give you the call to salvation. I'm going to give you the call to salvation. And if there's anybody on the line right now who has not given their life to Christ, if there's anybody in the chat room who has not given your life to Christ and you want to, you can do it right now. You can do it right now. Right now. Right now. If you're on the phone line, press the number one. If you're in the chat room, put it in the chat room. That I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I heard the word, and I want to be born again. If you're in the chat room or on the phone line, and you said you've given your life to Christ, but you've backslidden. You've backslidden. You've run away from God. The cares of the world have gotten to you. You still want to do what you want to do, and you're not ready to serve Christ right now, but you heard the word, and now you want to give your life back to Christ. Right now, you have the opportunity to do that. We're not here to judge you. We're not here to judge you. We're not here at all to judge anybody, because we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But guess what? We don't stay in sin. We don't remain in sin. We don't continue to sin. We don't presumptuously sin. But if you've backslidden and you're ready to give your life back to Christ, press the number one. Press the number one. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. I don't want to know your name. I don't want to know where you're from. I don't want to know none of that. All I want to know is, are you ready to give your life back to Christ? And if you are, press the number one. I'm not seeing anybody pressing anything, so I guess everybody's cool, everybody's safe, everybody's all right with God. Amen. Amen. Well, just open up the phone lines and we'll see if anyone has anything that they'd like to, a question or a comment that they would like to give. If you hear that your phone, hear something on your phone that says unmuted, that means that you're live now on the air. If you have a question, if you want to give your life to Christ, if you want to give your life back to Christ, if you, you know, if you want to be saved, basically, you want to be born again, you know, now is the opportunity for you to do that. If you have a question about something that was taught tonight, anything that I said, anything that you heard anyone else here say this evening, if you have a question about that, you can do so right now. Okay, the phone lines are open, so if you guys have anything to say, you can do it right now. Okay. All right. No one has anything else to say.
Prophet Scott.
Yes.
Yes. This is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
How you doing? I just thank God for the word. And you are truly on fire for God. You have a true heart for God. And I only pray that it touches everyone. That's all we could do is pray. I mean, to have that heartbeat for God. But it's not much to say because y'all said it all. And I just touch and agree with everything that y'all said tonight. But the heart, our heart needs to.
Amen.
Yes, it's something else I was going to say, but a lot, you know, like you are that light. We need more light. We need more light all over the world, just like you. You know, some people haven't seen that light to draw them, and some, you know, when some give the word, it falls on deaf ears, and we just got to continue to pray that the word of God reach and touch everyone in such a way that it would quench and quicken their spirit to draw close and read them and get to know God for themselves, Yeshua.
Amen.
So, Jesus. Thank God. Thank God for you and your husband.
Amen. And God bless you, Diana. We thank God for you as well. Thank you for your encouragement, and thank you for being with us and tuning in, because you don't have to do that, but I do appreciate it. Area code 917, I don't recognize that number. It would seem that this is your first time calling, because I don't recognize that number. Do you have a question or comment at this time? Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for tuning in this evening for the broadcast. There's some numbers on here that I don't recognize, but some that I do. And I thank God for each and every one of you. When you hear these broadcasts, excuse me, you can look me up on Blog Talk Radio under Evangelist, I think it's under Out of a Pure Heart, or Evangelist Teresa Scott. I'm not sure how it's set up, but you'll find me, Out of a Pure Heart, and you'll see my picture there. What I would like for you to do is, even if you don't go to Blog Talk Radio, go to my page. My page is Teresa, God is Making Me Over Again, Scott. Go to my page and repost these broadcasts. Share these broadcasts with people you know who are not born again, or people you know who have backslidden, or people you know who, you know, maybe walk in the fence. I'll say it that way. Share these broadcasts with people. I don't mind. I'm not saying it because I want people to run over here. I'm saying it because people are dying every day without receiving the word. People, and some people have received the word but have ignored it. But how do you know that this word is not planting or watering? And we want to be able to share the word. I'll share Apostle Pinson's word. I'll share my husband's word. I'll share that on my page. I have several pages. I'll share it on Google+. Share it on Twitter. Whatever social media that you are engaged with, you should share each and every one of these words that go forth. Not just from my page, but Bishop Scott, Apostle Pinson, Donna Shaw. Share the word of God. Sometimes we post so much foolishness. Let's share the word of God so that people can hear and be saved. You don't have to be the one preaching, but share the word so people can be saved. If you want to post it on your page, feel free. You don't ever have to ask me. I'm pretty sure my husband feels the same way. I'm pretty sure Apostle Pinson feels the same way. I'm pretty sure Donna Shaw feels the same way. Share these broadcasts so people can hear and be saved, so people can be restored, so people can be healed. You don't know who is going to be able to listen to these broadcasts, and God used these broadcasts for people to come to the Lord, come to Yahshua, come to salvation. Share it with people, because not everybody's going, not everybody's going to come to the broadcast. Not everybody's going to see. You have friends that I don't have. You have friends that Apostle Pinson and Bishop Scott doesn't have. So share these broadcasts so other people can hear them. You have friends that Donna Shaw doesn't have, and vice versa. Share these broadcasts for people. Share these broadcasts for people. And share. I thank you, Donna Shaw, for saying that. Bishop Holman, he's not on the line, but if you're in the chat room, he has COTACF, and he has a broadcast as well. He has a broadcast as well. So share his broadcast. Go to Joseph Holman on Facebook. Go to his page and see the things that he has on his page pertaining to his broadcast. Click share and share. Facebook has made it so easy to share. Facebook has made it so easy to share things. So share these broadcasts. copy and paste, whatever it is that you have to do. People are out here preaching and teaching the word of God and pouring their hearts out. No, we might not be T.D. Jakes, we might not be whoever, whatever. But we are who we are. And it doesn't even matter who we are. Get the word out. Get the word out and share the word. Because people are perishing every day. People are perishing every day. That's all I have. That's all I have. If anybody has a question or comment, the phone lines are open. The phone lines are open. And I don't believe I don't know area code 215. 251. Area code 251. Welcome to the broadcast. I don't know if I recognize that number. Area code 917. Area code 267-333. I'm not going to give you a whole number. 267. I don't recognize that number either, but welcome to the broadcast this evening.
Praise the Lord, my sister.
Praise
the
Lord.
John Clark, how you doing?
I'm fine. John Clark.
Yeah, how you doing? It's Minister John Clark. John Clark,
oh,
come home.
God. How are you?
Good. I told your husband, I said, we got home from church, so I said, I'm going to want to hear some word. So I said, let me look up the Scots and see what they got going. And I'm sorry, that's my dog. Close the door, though. I'm sorry. But I just wanted to hear the word, and I just wanted you to know you brought that word really strong with a lot of conviction, and I was blessed. You just keep up the good work. I'm going to be listening more often. You guys are doing a wonderful job over there. I want to hear your husband as well.
Amen.
So you just keep up the good work, and I just want you to know that you were awesome. God used you, and I was blessed.
Amen. God bless you, John Clark. And tell Dorothea I said hello. Tell her hello.
Sure,
God bless you. You know I'm still trying to get you on the broadcast, right?
Yes, and I will do it. Yes, I will do it. Not a problem. Just let me know, and we can get together. I will do it. Not a problem.
Amen. God bless you. Everybody, I used to work with John Clark a few years ago. My husband and I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean to leave you out, but we both worked with John Clark. And I'm not the same person I was back then. Not that I was a bad person, but I'm not the same person. And I thank God for the growth. I thank God for the maturity in him. God is good. I'm so happy that you tuned in tonight. Babe, you want to have anything to say to Minister John Clark?
Glad to hear from you, Brother John. God bless you. I'm glad you're...
God, what's going on?
Oh, man, we had some times, didn't we?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We had some times over there, Hope, I tell you. And give my best to your pastor and to the first family, to all of your family, your brothers and your wife and your children. I taught his son's history. I taught his son's history over there at the high school.
Okay.
Remember,
all right.
John
and his daughter, too.
Huh?
His daughter.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, my Lord, yeah. Yeah, I told them all. I told all them Clarks. And it's good to hear your voice, my friend. It's good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir.
It's good to hear your voice.
Glad.
God bless you. Tune in your time.
Okay, Doc.
Amen. God bless you. Anybody else have a question or comment before we end the broadcast tonight? Okay, well, this is what I'm going to do. Actually, I already gave the call to salvation, so I really don't have to give that again. But if anybody's on the line, this is my last call. If you have anything else to say, please do so at this time.
Prophet Scott, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
There's I don't know who this is, but it's been tugging at my heart. But there's someone either in the chat room or on the line listening live right now. And they're going through something, and they think that they're by themselves and they're all alone, and they desire help. They desire an avenue out. God is that avenue out. And if that's you tonight, I want you to know this woman of God and her husband, the bishop and the prophetess, are really ready to pray and love with you tonight. No matter what is going on in your life, it may seem minute, or it could be catastrophic to you. Know that you have people that are ready to pray for you. You have Prophetess Teresa Scott. You have Bishop Gerald Scott that want to pray for you. Their life is all about the will of God and bringing you out, helping you to come out of your place of Lodabar. This is your night. Whoever that is, be it male or female, this is your time. Be it pastor, teacher, evangelist, prophet, bishop, apostle, whatever it is you are, or even layperson, whoever you are, just know that sometimes you can trust men and women of God and they will pray earnestly for you. So whoever that is that I was just speaking about, I challenge you. I challenge you to open up your heart right now and allow this man and woman of God to love on you and to love you enough to pray for you. Don't wait till the battle's over. Fight now. It may be a financial struggle that you're going through. It may be a divorce or marital problems that you're going through. Whatever the case is, you may have problems with your children. If it's a child, you may have problems with your parents or something at school. You may be being bullied. Whatever the case is, let this man and woman of God pray for you tonight. Allow the joy of the Lord to use them as he does so often. So the lines are all open, like the woman that God said. It's your time. It's your time. God bless you.
Amen. Well, the phone lines are open. That's all we can do is, you know, we just, you know, thank God for everyone tonight. And we just pray that the word of God will penetrate each of our hearts, that we will all begin to study the word, meditate on the word, and mature in the Lord, but that we will be prepared, that we will continue. You know, be prepared is a continuous thing. We have to continuously prepare. So you never learn enough. You never know enough. We have to continuously prepare for the coming of our Savior, Yahshua, because we don't know when he's coming. But we want to be prepared for his coming. I don't know when he's coming, but we have to be prepared. Amen. God bless you, Bishop Holman. We thank God and we believe God for a successful surgery on Tuesday. We thank and praise God that every doctor, every nurse, every person that is in charge of your surgery and your recovery and your therapy, that each and every person is in line with the will of God and that your recovery, your surgery, everything is successful in the name of Yahshua. We thank you so much. You can inbox us and give us your information to your hospital so we can call you if you can receive calls and we can pray with you afterwards and all of that. Let us know so we can stay in touch with you. But we just rejoice for your healing, for your renewed hip. Thank God for that being done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Pinson, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be over there with you in a few minutes at 8 o'clock. Thank you for your words of encouragement, and thank you so much for being here this evening. Thank you to everyone in the chat room for being here. Bishop Holman said he's going to dance a jig at some point. I know you've been wanting to do that for a while. Praise God, you'll be able to do it. Amen. Again, thank you to my sister for being in the chat room, but a special shout out to my husband, Bishop Scott. I love the man. I really do. And I thank God for putting us together because he has taught me so much. So much. And God is just good. You know, sometimes we don't know God's plan. We don't understand it, but there's a purpose to everything that God does. So we just thank him tonight, and we give him glory. Okay, so it's quarter of, and if no one else has anything to say, we're going to end the broadcast right now. Bishop, did you have anything? Bishop? We can't hear you, honey.
Oh, everything was well said, and everything was said to its fullness, and all we do is just ask that each of us be prepared as we anticipate that great day when we meet him face to face. God bless.
Amen. I heard someone else's voice.
Yes, Prophet Scott, this is 251. My name is Lisa, and I tuned into your show last night, and I listened to Apostle Pinson. And I regret that I didn't get online earlier tonight, but I just wanted to let you know that last night and any time I've heard you over the airwaves since I've started listening and calling in, I have really been blessed, and I just want to thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lisa. And I apologize because I don't recognize the numbers, but sometimes, you know, I don't, and I really apologize for that. But I thank you for joining us. I thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to join us. And I just want you to know that I appreciate it. I really do. And I just ask all of the listeners if you would just continue to pray for us. Continue to pray for us. Just, I can't explain what I want to say, but just continue to pray for us because God, he's just doing something new. He's doing something different. And
yes,
I just appreciate the fact that he would even use me to teach his word. You know, I appreciate that. I don't take it for granted. I really don't. And I appreciate each and every one of you. My husband has his broadcast on Mondays and Tuesdays. Apostle Pinson, usually he'll come on after my husband's broadcast at 8 o'clock, or he'll come on after my broadcast on Thursdays, and he'll come on after my broadcast on Saturday. Plus, he works a full-time job. And plus, he ministers to other people and all day long, and, you know, to boys in prison or boys that are doing whatever they do. He ministers to them. He ministers to people in prison. He does a lot of stuff. So for him to take the time to come over to our broadcast, we really do appreciate it. And each and every one of you, Sister Cookie, Sister Mary, Marilyn, Sister Myra, we just appreciate each and every one of you. Sister Vivian, we don't take it for granted. I just want you to know and say it out loud that we appreciate each and every one of you so much, so much.
Amen.
I know my husband would concur. I love him. Amen. All right. So, okay, Bishop Holman, he said God ordained our meeting. Amen. Amen. I thank God that I accidentally found you all. You thrill my heart. Amen. You guys are great. So without any more, we thank God for you, and please pray for us, and we love you each and every one. And if the Lord says the same, Out of a Pure Heart Ministries with Prophetess Teresa Scott will be back on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week. And my husband will be on Monday and Tuesday, and Apostle Pinson will be on Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. All right, good night, and God bless each and every one of you. And don't forget to tell a friend to join us next time. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.